Shabbat Shalom, brethren. Today is Saturday, the 9th of April, 2022, and it's the 8th day of the Hebrew month called Nisan. It's Shabbat HaGadol, so the Shabbat that precedes the Passover festival. Passover is going to be from sunset Friday, the 15th of April, to sunset Saturday, the 23rd of April, 2022. And on the calendar of the Most High God, it will be the 14th day of Nisan until the 21st day of Nisan, which is also known as Aviv. 7 days that we are meant to eat unleavened bread. And the first 2 days are high Sabbaths, so no work of any kind is to be done. We are meant to be at home resting. We are meant to worship the Lord, hold holy convocations. We are also meant to prepare for the Seder. You know, like in between the first 2 days, we have to prepare for the Pesach Seder, rest as much as possible in preparation for that Seder, because the Seder tends to last about 3 hours or so. Because we have 4 cups of wine to drink and bless before we drink. When we have to eat the matzah around 4 times as well in different ways. The matzah is the unleavened bread. So it's a Holy Communion service at the dinner table, and it's unique. It's what Yahushua HaMashiach did before his death, and it's known as the Lord's Supper. So it's a Hebrew tradition that Yahweh created from long time ago. Abraham and Adam and many other people, patriarchs and matriarchs, observed this day as instructed by Yahweh. Hallelujah. So it's not something that is just for the Israelites, though I must say that whoever accepts the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach and accepts Yahushua as their personal Lord and Savior becomes spiritual Israel, as per Romans 11. But even aside from that, one law for the Gentile and it's one law for the Israelites and for the Gentiles, just like we learn from the book of Ruth and throughout the New Testament or the New Covenant. So whoever worships the God of Israel wholeheartedly and wishes to express their love to him the way he desires is supposed to partake in the Passover Seder every year. Now there's the issue of eating meat. Brethren, when it comes to Passover, you are more than welcome to buy a piece of lamb or goat, but where you buy it, please pray very well and ask Yah to guide you. It is so much better to get it from a Jewish deli or a Hebrew Israelite shop than for you to just go anywhere and get it, or you slaughter one by yourself. Pray over it and then ask Yah to bless it, then use it. It's supposed to be 1 year old, but let the Lord Yahweh lead and guide you in this matter. In the days of Abraham, all they ate was the bitter herbs, the lamb, and the unleavened bread. Even the children of Israel, as we see in Mizraim or Egypt, that's all they ate. So we don't have to make too much fuss by adding everything that is shown on the plates, on the Passover plate, especially finances are low and it's very difficult. We are in hard times. Some people are already in hiding, so they are living in challenging circumstances, in which they are not able to afford everything they used to be able to afford before. Others just have financial difficulties generally. So the main items are the wine or the non-alcoholic wine preferably, or grape juice, and then the unleavened bread or crackers, and then the bitter herbs, which we tend to use a mix of horseradish, there's something we use that, aside from horseradish, there's a plant we use for bitter herbs. Is it romaine lettuce? We use romaine lettuce as well. And we tend to have parsley at the table. We use that one to dip in salty water to remind us of the tears that were shed by the children of Israel in Egypt. Sorry, my son had something to say. So, yes, the main parts, the grape juice, the unleavened bread, the bitter herbs, and the lamb. The Orthodox Jews use the lamb bone. It's a shank, they call it a shank bone. They claim they use a bone because the temple was destroyed in Israel. And we don't have any temple at the moment. But personally, I would not use a bone, because the lamb is there to represent Yahushua HaMashiach and not the temple. They say that because they still believe in doing sacrifices, blood sacrifices, like in the days of old, the animal sacrifices. So because the temple is not there anymore, they can no longer do the Passover sacrifices. But that's not an acceptable argument or statement, because the lamb represents Yahushua HaMashiach, who was slain. Therefore, it's supposed to have flesh on it, and we are to roast it, not boil, we're not to boil or fry. We're meant to roast it in the oven, or we can use fire like a barbecue, but not overdo it. And we're not supposed to have leftover meat in the first night and in the second night of the Passover Seder. We're supposed to eat it all. So there's a reason why Yahweh told us to eat it in Passover. We're not supposed to do things the opposite way. So let's forget what the Orthodox Jews are talking about, saying that it must be a bone, and do what Yahweh said in Exodus chapter 12. We have a lot to learn from them. But at the same time, we must allow the Ruach HaKodesh to guide us in these matters. Hallelujah. So today is the day that we celebrate the righteousness of Yahushua HaMashiach. And we quoted Psalm 92 verse 12 in the previous audio, saying the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree and grow strong like cedars of Lebanon. And remember that today we remember that Yahushua led a holy life and a righteous life, and we inherit his righteousness. We don't inherit his holiness. We have to be holy as he is holy, so we have a part to play, but we have to be ready to inherit his righteousness, because all his deeds were righteous. Hallelujah. I think I've forgotten some of the things I wanted to say. So because this is the month in which we were delivered from Egypt or Mizraim, Yahweh made it to be our first month of the year. So it's the month that speaks of our deliverance from bondage to Hasatan. What happened in Egypt was a mirror image of what would happen to us when Yahushua HaMashiach came in human form. Yahushua declared that he that the Lord Yahweh's Spirit is upon me, because Yahweh has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to release those who are bound, to proclaim the year of Yahweh's favor and the day of vengeance of our Yah, to comfort all who mourn, to protect for those who mourn in Zion, to give to them a garland for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of Yahweh, that he may be glorified. They will rebuild the old ruins, and they will raise up the places long devastated. They will repair the ruined cities that have been devastated for many generations. Strangers will stand and feed your flocks, and foreigners will work your fields and your vineyards. But you will be called Yahweh's priests. Men will call you the servants of our God. You will eat the wealth of the nations, and you will boast in their glory. Instead of your shame, you will have double. Instead of dishonor, they will rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they will possess double. Everlasting joy will be to them. For I, Yahweh, love justice. I hate robbery and iniquity. I will give them their reward in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their offspring will be known among the nations, and their offspring among the peoples. All who see them will acknowledge them, that they are the offspring which Yahweh has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in Yahweh. My soul will be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation, Yahushua. For he has clothed me with the garments of Yahushua. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth produces its bud, and as a garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring up, so the Lord Yahweh will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. Amen, 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 amen. In Yahushua HaMashiach's name. That's Isaiah chapter 61. Yahushua HaMashiach quoted part of it when he was on earth in human form in the temple. It was his turn to do the Torah reading on the Bima. So when he went up, this was the Torah portion. It was part of the Torah portion that he was meant to read that day. He had just come from the desert, 40 days of fasting, which was around September, October time. And it was his turn to read the Torah portion for that particular week. Now, when he stood up to read this scripture, the manner in which he read it was, it came with a lot of authority and awe. And it made the children of Israel who were present to wonder. You know, they were like in their minds, who is this person that can speak to us in this manner? Who is he to think that the spirit of Yahweh is upon him and he can deliver us, you know, from the hand of the enemy? So it was a great moment for Yahushua to be revealed to Israel, but they were always challenging him. They always struggled to see him for who he really is. We praise Yah. There's a scripture that we read earlier on in Exodus chapter 12. I wanted to read part of Psalm 91 along with it, but I forgot. There's a part in Psalm 91 that says that no plague shall come near your dwelling. I've forgotten where that scripture is, but I see that this is so much related to what is said in the book of Exodus chapter 12, because it's like a prophecy. It's a prophecy. It's like Yahweh is bringing to manifestation what is said in Psalm 91. And as I'm saying this, year, the Lord has just reminded me that this psalm was quoted when Jacob was being blessed by Isaac. The blessing of Isaac over Jacob. The blessing of Isaac. Oh, this is very, very important to know, brethren. I was planning to share this secret next week. I was planning to share this secret next week on Passover, but just in case I'm not able to do any Passover recordings, let me share it today. So in Genesis chapter 27, we are told that Isaac, when he was old and his eyes were dim, he wanted to bless his Esau, but obviously it wasn't Esau that Yahweh wanted him to bless. He was meant to bless Jacob. So he ended up blessing Jacob. Now, what we are not told in Genesis is that this event occurred on the Passover day. It was the very first day of Passover, and it was very momentous because angels were present, Holy Spirit was present, there was a great singing in the heavens, Jacob was crowned with much royalty. Aside from the priestly garments, the garment he wore was very glorious and admirable. So it was a very special day. It's interesting that Yahweh chose to do it on the Sabbath. I mean, on the Passover day. But yeah, that's what he chose, that he would bless Jacob on Passover. And it was not long after this day that Jacob had to make his way to live with Laban, where to get a wife, where he ended up spending 21 years before he could return to the promised land. Now, so various blessings were given over Jacob. Holy Spirit blessed him, Yahweh blessed him, Yahushua blessed him, Isaac blessed him, his mother blessed him. It was a great day. His mother quoted verses 14 to 16 of Psalm 91, which say, "Because he has set his love on me, therefore I will deliver him, I will Yahushua him, I will set him on high, because he has known my name, Yahweh. He will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. I will satisfy him with long life and show him my salvation." Salvation is Yahushua. Hallelujah. Amen in Yahusha's name. So that this psalm was quoted when Jacob was being blessed. And remember, his name, his other name is Israel. He acquired, well, Kerry Ann Gideon says the original name is Yashahel. I haven't yet got a revelation or confirmation on that, but it may very well be true, because most of the things to do with Israel have the name Yah in them. They bear the name Yah in them. Though I really disagree with her when it comes to the name of the Messiah. The name of the Messiah is not Yeshayahu. It's Yahushua. Yahushua. Hallelujah. So this Psalm 91 was quoted to Jacob, prophetically speaking into his life and his descendants. And later on, Yahushua HaMashiach, I mean Yahweh, quoted part of this psalm to the Israelites through Moshe when he was telling them to prepare a lamb, and he was, you know, associating the blood of the lamb being put on the lintels and the doorposts of their houses, with being delivered from a plague. The Yahweh said he would send a plague that would kill all the firstborn children of Israel, of Egypt, but Israel would only be spared if a lamb was slain for each household. The blood spread on the doorposts and the lintels, and then the flesh eaten that very night of Pesach. So, hallelujah, praise Yah for the manifestation of Psalm 91 in our lives. And for, you know, for he is faithful. His word is ever true. It never returns to him void. Hallelujah. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of Yahweh, he is my refuge and my fortress, my Yah in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers. Under his wings you will take refuge. His faithfulness is your shield and rampart. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked, because you have made Yahweh your refuge and the Most High your dwelling place. No evil shall happen to you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. That's verse 10. Hallelujah. Because you have made Yahweh your refuge and the Most High your dwelling place, no evil shall happen to you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he will put his angels in charge of you to guard you in all your ways. They will bear you up in their hands so that you won't dash your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the young lion and the serpent underfoot. Genesis chapter 3. Because he has set his love on me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. I will satisfy him with long life and show him my salvation. In Yahushua HaMashiach's name. Amen. Just a quick note on verse 13, which talks about you will tread on the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent underfoot. Now, I want you to remember that the devil is portrayed as a serpent. We see that in Genesis chapter 3, Revelation chapter 12. Well, also Luke chapter 10, verse 18. We also see him portrayed as a lion who devours the people of Yah, the image of Yah. So in Genesis chapter 3, Yahweh prophesied to Eve that she will bear a seed that will crush the serpent's seed, and that seed would be Yahushua HaMashiach and all those who accept Yahushua HaMashiach as their personal Lord and Savior. So when Yahweh speaks here that Jacob will trample the young lion and the serpent underfoot, he is speaking of the holy seed of the Most High God crushing the serpent seed, a fulfillment of the prophecy given in Genesis chapter 3. And you can connect that with Luke chapter 10 verse 19, which says, I behold, I have given you authority to trample over serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So you can see that there are various prophetic connections, and indeed Yahweh's word has come to pass. Jacob was saved on several occasions, because when he left to go to Laban's house, Esau went after him. Okay, so I need to stop here, brethren, because the audio time is running out. We'll continue in the next audio. Shabbat Shalom.